The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. Happy Valentine's Day to you. This is Thursday, February the 14th, and what better way to celebrate Valentine's Day than with a good friend? And we've got Larry Brown with us, good friend, songwriter, storyteller. And Valentine's Day, you do have a Valentine's Day story for us, right?
This is a story about the Roman Empire and a priest.
Okay.
We can work it into Valentine's.
Sure,
I think.
We will. All right, Valentine's Day, Larry Brown. So what do you want to talk about today, Larry Brown?
Well,
the Roman Empire and a Catholic priest?
Yeah, well, I'll do the story, and I think we'll have room to talk about that story.
Well, do you want to go
sure.
All right.
Sure.
So shall I introduce you with this Valentine's Day story?
Well, that would be okay.
All right, so here he is, Larry Brown, with a Valentine's Day story.
You know, for the first two or three centuries, Christianity had a good deal of trouble being within the Roman Empire. In times of persecution, it varied a bit from emperor to emperor how much tolerance was given, but sometimes it was persecution. It might have been widespread at times over the empire, sometimes selective city. Well, there was a particular Roman emperor that emerged and only served actually a couple of years as emperor. His name was Claudius II. Do you remember Claudius II?
Oh, very well.
Or Gothicus was a name added to him. He was emperor from 268 to 270, so not a very long time. And there isn't a lot of evidence that he was particularly engaged in persecuting of Christians. He was more engaged in doing battles up to the north. But there is a story that emerged out of that period that there was a Catholic priest, and also, we think, a physician who may have been resistant to worshiping as the Romans required, wasn't into the cults of the Romans, and we have some, at least, stories that this particular priest was marrying Christians outside of the normal accepted Roman traditions. So probably was resistant and probably in trouble. Well, a story emerged from that period that there was, rather coincidentally, a jailer who had heard of this priest's ability to heal and had brought his blind daughter to see him. And he had worked with her with no success with regard to the blindness. But about that same time, apparently, the Roman Empire was in a period of persecution, and this priest was arrested. Well, the jailer then, as I say, coincidentally, wound up then in communication back with this priest and continued to bring his daughter to see him. The time came for the trial, and the priest was found guilty of resistance against the Roman Empire and was executed. Executed on February 14th, 269. Just before he was taken off to be executed, he gave a note to the jailer for the jailer to give to his daughter, whose name was Julia. And in it, he had signed his name. Now, you may be anticipating this, that his name was Valentinus. And he signed, apparently, as the story goes, "Your Valentine," or translated into English, that's what it would have said. And in it was a little folder of a message about to keep the faith and a yellow crocus. And the way the story goes is when they opened the folder and read the note, the yellow flower dropped to the floor and she saw it and her blindness was healed. And her sight was given. So they referred to it as the miracle of Valentine. Now, we know that some of that's legend, some of that was stories that were derived later. What we can say is about 200 years later, actually in the year 496, Pope Gelasius at the time declared a commemoration of Valentine, or what we know today as Saint Valentine. It may not have been until several centuries later, particularly in England, where the annual celebration and commemoration began to be popular. So by the 1400s in England, people were actually doing the same thing, writing notes to each other on the anniversary of the death of Saint Valentine. By the time we got to the 1840s, in the United States, of course, with its commercial interests, mass producing what were being called then Valentines in commemoration of that original gift. And today, across the world, there are some estimates I've read of over a billion Valentines would be sent and received in exchange. And today, Saint Valentine is referred to as the patron saint of love, of couples, engaged couples, of happily married couples, and he is often associated with birds and flowers, and is the patron saint of beekeepers. So in one sense, we can say he's the patron saint of the birds and the bees.
But he's the patron saint of beekeepers?
Of beekeepers, yes, within Catholic tradition. Well, this again, execution, associated miracles, and so on, have given us today what across most of the Western world we celebrate as St. Valentine's Day. And so you and I, even though commemorating an execution, are also commemorating the gift of love and healing and of the strength of loving relationships.
Yeah. Now, I had heard... That's a very good story, Larry. Very good.
Thank you.
I had heard that story, but a slightly different version.
Well, historically, we look back, and there may have been three or more persons that might have been the original Valentinus, and the stories about this vary. Some say that story really didn't emerge until medieval Europe. Even some have attributed it to some of Chaucer's writing. So, you know, it is in that world of legend and so on, and lots of variations of that story, sure.
But it's a good story.
Well, of course.
It's a good story, and it's perfect for Valentine's Day. And I hope that that our listeners are spending the day or the evening with the people that they care for the most, because that's what today is all about.
It is about the loving relationships that result in healing. You know,
and there were miracles associated with it, too.
Oh, sure. So, well, in fact, in 1960, when the Olympics were in Rome, they built a chapel, a church building dedicated to St. Valentine. And that church is now an active parish and still going on. So many ways in which the memory and relationships, the activity, the behavior associated with Valentine's Day continues to spread.
Oh, it does. And it's all over the Western world, as you said.
And more.
Got it. If people want more information about Valentine's Day, you can just Google it and you may get a story like Larry's, but not as good as Larry shared the story with us. But if you would like to hear more of Larry's stories or songs, they're on DVD and CD, right? How can they get them?
That's correct. Well, you can go to brownstory.com, www.brownstory.com.
Okay, yes. Or call.
Or you may email me at brownstory@hotmail.com.
Okay, Larry Brown, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day to you and your wife.
Happy Valentine's.
All right. Tomorrow, Pat Daugherty, Space and Science Talk. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Amy Simons. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Bye-bye.